Okay, so basically, let's recap here. So, however you want to take it, but basically the question is that Labaya wants to know if a person is standing in Rishus Rabim and is holding an object and he sticks his hand across the border. But yes, sir, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed. It's like you're beginning the Hotzah process. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay, even if you don't put it down, you're not allowed to just put it across the border. So if you do, the question is do they make a knas that, namely, that you have to stay, your hand has to stay there the whole Shabbos, okay, or not? Okay, how would they make such a knas? So what they do is simple. They define your hand as a kamalus, and a kamalus is like neither Rishas Rabban nor Rishas Yachid. You can't carry between kamalus and either Rishas Yachid or Rishas Rabban. So basically, it's going to be stuck there. You can't put it down. You can't pull it back. You can't put it down anyways, because that would be completing the Hotzah. But you can't pull it back, because it's kamalus, and then you're going to be pulling it back to Rishas Rabban or to, you know. So the question is, did they do that or did they not do that? That's a bias ibaya. Okay, whatever the logic behind saying they would or wouldn't, that's his question. Do they make a kanas or do they not make a kanas? Okay, do they define his hand as a kamalus or do they not define his hand as a kamalus? Good. Simple. So that was his ibaya. So he wants to do tashma. Okay? Tashma. So bring a proof to support from Brysa. Okay? Haisa yadamalaya peiro. So if your hand is full of fruit, v'otzi alachotz, and you bring it outside, tani chada asar lahachzira. So you have one brisa saying you're not allowed to bring it back, another brisa saying you are allowed to bring it back. So my lab, exactly this question of Abaye. It's actually machlokas tanoim. Right? I mean, you have one brisa saying you're allowed to bring your hand back, another brisa saying you're not allowed to bring your hand back. So that, Abaye, this is actually a machlokas tanoim. Right? Seems like it. So where's this not so fast? Hello. Tikule alma, you'll see. Gemara doesn't want to say that. For whatever reason, Gemara doesn't want to say it's machlokas tanaim. Okay, tikule alma ki karmelas damya. Really, I'll tell you, everyone holds it is like a karmelas. Namely, if you put your hand across the border, be'ezer, into the other rishos, then your hand gets the status of a karmelas and you're not allowed to bring it back. Below kasha. Aye, but one brisa says that you are allowed to bring it back. Then he says, no. It depends whether you're sticking your hand into the Rishus Rabim above 10 or below 10. Okay? Because above 10, essentially, it's Makom Ptor. Okay, the halacha is that if you're in Rishus Rabim and above 10 Tvachim, and Rishus Rabim has the status of Makom Ptor, it's not Rishus Rabim anymore. Basically, there's no, it's not a Din Rishus, whatever you're allowed to carry into Makom Ptor. So what it's saying is that when it says that it's mutter to bring your hand back, that's if you stuck your hand out into the Rishus Rabim above 10. Then you're allowed to bring it back. But if you stuck your hand in the Rishus Rabim below 10, then it's kakamalus, and you're allowed to bring it back. Okay, why? What's the difference? Because there's no Isser. Let's see Rashi. It says, L'mata miyud. Okay, it's like three lines under the Yeshaya Yud, the column there. So if you do it below 10, it's into Rishus Rabim. So the Rabban were konis you, and they made it into Karmelis, so you're not allowed to bring it back. But if you bring it lemailo miyod, the avir makom petorhu, then it's the avir's din of makom petor. Ketanan behazorik. Hazorik dalet amos bekosel. Lemailo miyod tfachim. Because otherwise if you throw something dalet amos onto a wall, above 10 tvachim, I think it's like if it sticks to a wall. Kizorek ba'avir. Okay, then it's like you're throwing it into the air, upater. The law versus Rav, the mile miyad, because it's not versus Rav. Hilkach lo konsua. So above 10 tvachim, we're just showing you above 10 tvachim, versus Rav, as no, that doesn't have the versus Rav. So therefore, hilkach lo konsua, la visura of it. So there's no kanas, because if you put your hand into the versus Rav above 10, it's not versus Rav, there's no eser. There's no answer. So why should they be konis you? The whole idea of konas is they're penalizing you for doing something wrong. So if you put it above 10, there's no reason to penalize you. But if you do it below 10, then there is a reason to penalize you. Then we'll define it as a karmelis. Okay? Good. Fine. No problem. So on the surface, it makes sense. Because the whole idea of the din karmelis is it's a konas. So konas means it's a fine. It's not naturally a karmelis. It's a karmelis because of the konas. So since it's a kamas because of the kanas, kanas means we're going to fine, penalize a guy for doing something wrong. But if you didn't do anything wrong, why would you ever penalize the guy? You didn't do anything wrong. Why should we penalize him? Give us a hand in kamas? Why? Why should you give him a hand in kamas? It's totally mutter. He did nothing wrong. How are you going to penalize the guy for doing nothing wrong? It's a simple way to understand so far. So Tosus is a little upset about Rashi. Okay? Too simple. Kan l'mayla miyod, Tosus says, and Tomar, l'mayla miyod l'chachila nami mutter l'hotziya. Tavim makom b'tor. What do you mean? But if it's above 10, it's even mutter to bring it out in the first place. Because it's a makom b'tor. Okay, so what's his kasha? You're right, Rashi says that. Rashi says, lavi suravid. It's like, what's this kasha? What's wrong with Tosfos kasha? But his point is that the brisa is a little bit difficult. Because the way it says it, it's like, well, you could say, like, what's the havim? You know, there's the whole way the brisa is written. It says, like, hoysim, little peros, beotzio lechutz, mutter lach zira. Like, as if you did this and you brought them out, you're allowed to bring it back. I mean, if you're telling me the case is talking about where you're putting into makom tor, which is 100% mutter, so this is what the Bryce is coming to tell me? That if I put my hand into a makom tor, then I'm allowed to bring it back? What do I do? Even if you want to say it's not mash, but it's like you did it better. But I mean, the whole Bryce is, there's no reason to have a Bryce for this thing. If you tell me the case is talking about is l'mayla miyod, then what's the point of the Bryce? Of course you're allowed to bring it back. Why wouldn't you be allowed to bring it back? It's 100% mutter. L'chachila. It's a good idea. What's wrong with it? You don't have to teach me. An idea of teaching me that it's mutter zira, it means where I may have thought to the contrary. It's a question. It's a shayla. I mean, otherwise you get a million brises that just write a bunch of pasha halachas. That if you do this mutter thing, you're allowed to keep going. Why should I even think otherwise? Seems like the brisa seems to be saying is that we're not going to be kones you or whatever. It's mutter, but it's shayach to even imagine that there would be an ezer here. And the mishbrisa is telling you that there's not. But according to what Rashi is learning, if it means that you put it out above 10 and you didn't do anything, you did something which is 100% mutter, chachila, so then you have to tell me that I'm allowed to bring it back. Why wouldn't I, the same way I'm allowed to put it there, I'm allowed to bring it back? Well, what would be the my havmin of the contrary? Okay, because it's kasha, Tosfos basically learns differently. Might as well just read Tosfos. We say a whole different shot. V'yesh lomar de kamash man afil otzio mitchila derech mata miyod mutter lachzir al mayla miyod v'lo kantina lai. So Tosfos learns. It means where you no. He says forget it. If you put it out above 10, obviously there's no reason for a knas. Talking about the case where you put it out below 10, be'isar. Now what you want to do is you figure out a good trick. Trick is, I'll pick my hand up above 10, which is going from Karmelis to Makom Pator, which is Mutter, and then I'll go from the Makom Pator back to the Rosh HaSiachid, which is also Mutter. So showing you, you're allowed to do that. That's the thing. Ma'alam Yod means you're allowed to do that. Okay, you're allowed to do that. So even though there's a Kanas that is a Karmelis, it's very easy to get around this Kanas. Okay, just go above 10, and then everything worked out. I mean, that's one of the Rashba's kashas on Tosfos. Not if you got that far. But the Rashba's kashas on Tosfos, I mean, it's like a joke. He says it. He says, like, kechucha. There's a Avimil Darabon, kechucha. It's like a joke. So, I mean, he's saying it's a kanas. We're penalizing you that you have to keep your hand there the whole Shabbos. Unless you happen to know the halacha, that you're allowed to put your hand up and then pull it back. I mean, that's what kind of a kanas is that, you know? You don't tell them the halacha. You know. It's just funny. I mean, we're going to get to it. Hopefully we'll get to it. But that's the Tosfos. I mean, I have to get Tosfos. But that's the way, because of the Kasha, Tosfos is not willing to learn that the case is talking about where you brought it out, or you brought it out above 10, because there's no reason, there's no even logic to imagine it would be Yasser. In this case, you can imagine it would be Yasser, because you really did miss it. But what he's saying is, the Knas gives it in Kamlis, but it doesn't prevent you from doing that. It doesn't prevent you from putting it up above 10. That's why Tosfos learns. Okay, so we'll get to Tosfos, but time being, what about Rashi? I mean, how's Rashi going to deal with Tosfos Kasha? Seems like a good Kasha. Right? Seems like a good Kasha. What's above in the Makom Tor? You bring it out across into the Makom Tor. What's my Havamina? How would I even imagine it wouldn't be that way? Okay, so I'm thinking like this. What's the whole Knas? The whole Knas goes all the way to Heskel Baveser. Okay. What does it mean, Hiskel Veser? It means because you're starting the Hotzah, right? Mm-hmm. Basically, starting the Hotzah, Veser, but it's Aschal Hotzah. Because why is that chazotza? Because basically, you're picking up the object, you're transferring it to the shesor avim, and you just didn't, all it takes is to put it down. Right? You're one step away. Okay? Now, in a practical sense, in a purely practical sense, you could argue that it's the same haskalas hotzah if you happen to be doing it above 10 or below 10. Because, what are you doing? I mean, for instance, imagine you were to drop the object, or lower your hand, and put down the object. So you can do hotzah. Right? I mean, what's the, why is haskalas hotzah by the inner, when it's below 10? Oh, because since you put your hand across the border, it's, so to speak, omed, or about, if you would just put it down or drop the object, now you have an issa deraisa. Now, in a similar manner, when it's above 10, same exact thing is going to hold. If you lower your hand or drop the object, it's going to be the issa deraisa. Right? So you could argue like this. There is no issa like that, though. See, apparently the issa is... That's the same. Apparently, the Isser is where you're going to an Akira in one Rishos, and you transfer into the Rishos Rabim, and you just don't do the Hanacha. Apparently, it's saying that's not Asser. To go from the Rishos Yechid into the Malkum Tor is not Asser. There is no Isser like that. Okay? But, if you'll ask me, is it a good idea? I would say it's not a good idea. Okay? Why is it not a good idea? Halachically? I would say it lacks in your Shmira Shabbos. Okay, and there's a phenomenon of being a Shomer, Halacha, or Shomer Shabbos. And Shmira, Shmartim, as well as I, which is that it's, you don't play with fire, so to speak, you know? Like, it's true, you put a match very close to something that's flammable, but it may not be a violation, but it's a bad idea. I mean, you know, I'd say in Shabbos, if you're doing something like that, like, even though technically, halachically, you've gone into a Makom Patur, and halachically, the Makom Patur is not Rishus Rabim, and has no halachic shaychus in Rishus to the Rishus Rabim, because it's its own area, you're not Rishus Rabim. But practically, it partakes of the same idea behind the Gezerah, behind the Isser, behind the Haskalah Sotzah, it's just that you're avoiding the halachic surah of the thing, and therefore there's no halavi surah of it. But you are doing that which is a risky move, and you're beginning your Otzah in an inadvisable manner. Again, you're not really being a shomer of the deraisa. You're lacking your shmira, which is, again, there's no chiyuv like that. You can't say I'm an avarian, because when the rabbanon defines shmira and it's into its surah sa'isar, then I'm an avarian if I don't listen to it. But if it's just a personal thing, there's no isar. But it's not a good idea. So the question is, when the Rabbanon, it seems like they wouldn't make a knas. They wouldn't make a knas for that kind of a thing. Because they make an esser, you know? But you could, the question maybe you'll say is that since there is a knas in place for the hiskel bava esser, and this really partakes of that, of the flaw, so to speak, even though it lacks the technical structure, but I'd say the knas could apply to that as well. Because that also partakes of the same problem. Okay, and the whole kanas is because you're really playing with the deraisa, you're being masculine in the deraisa, and here you are. Okay, kamash malon is that the kanas has to be, is built upon the, like, you only kanas the guy, for instance, for a real technical violation, and the kanas has to work within the halacha categories, and the halacha category it works in is that you're masculine baba isser, that you're really violating the isser, the rabbanon of bringing it into the rishus rabbim without doing the hanacha in rishus rabbim. So even though in terms of the danger, so to speak, it's the same danger if you bring it above 10 or below 10, since halachically there's no shaychus to the rishus rabbim. So you can't say it's like haskala. You can't say halachically. And halachically it's not haskala, because haskala is when I've gone from the rishus yachad to the rishus rabbim and all I'm lacking is the hanacha. So almost done. But here I'm not only like Nanacha, I'm lacking, I have to put into the Rishus HaRabim, right? In the Rishus HaRabim. You know what I mean? So even though practically all I'm lacking is a Hanacha, but conceptually that Hanacha is much more than a Hanacha. It's changing it from Malkum Tor to Rishus HaRabim. That's already too far, halachically, too far removed for the Knas to apply. Saying the Knas follows the technical halachic categories, and it's not going to just follow like the practical logic behind the Knas. You know what I mean? When it came up, the penalty won't extend from a guy who's an avarion to a guy who lacks in the Shmir Shabbos. But it's limited and follows the strict lines of the halachic esser. You know what I mean? And that's what he says. Since lo avid isura, that's what he means, lo avid isura. He didn't violate anything technically. And the Knossos is rooted in the technical violation. But it seems like it wouldn't have been impossible to say that it would extend. That it would be, you know, it would extend. It doesn't seem you could extend the Knas to a case like you're trying to say, like a low plug, you know. It doesn't seem you'd be able to extend it if the guy is 100% innocent. Like he's just, you know, he's doing a mitzvah, or, you know, I don't know, he's not doing anything wrong. You know, but here I'm saying there is something wrong even though there's no technical violation. It lacks in the Shmiras, but it's not a technical violation. It's like a lack in the Gavras or the halachic idea of Shmir of Shabbos. You know, but that was his teaching, is that doesn't suffice for the Knas to extend to him. If you didn't do a technical lesser, then you cannot walk with the Knas. The question is, like, where do you draw the lines of lack and Shmira? So what I'm saying is, like, in terms of the lack in Shmira, like, it's the same lack in Shmira, which is the case with the Rabban and Asar, which is that bringing it across the border, and why the Rabban and Asar bringing it across the border, picking it up, bringing it across the border, not putting it down, because the person is bound to put it down. And that's what it is. If a person's a shomer, he's not going to do that. But it's not just if they didn't leave it up to a person. Chazal said that's an isser. Ushmartim is mishmarti means a chomer entrusted with creating a shmir Shabbos. And the way they do it is they said, this is dangerous and we're going to answer this. Now, practically speaking, the guy who puts his hand over the makom tor is playing with the same exact chashash. You don't say practically, a guy isn't any less prone to putting it down because his hand's above 10th bachim. I mean, what's the difference? It's just that it's a halachically, it's very different. But in terms of the danger and the chashash, it's the same thing. So to say that it lacks in Shmira, it does, because it's the same lack in Shmira, which Chacham endorses as being a real lack in Shmira. But I don't know exactly where if you could just start making up your own things of lack in Shmira. I mean, although a person probably should do his own things, if he knows he's prone to a danger, prone to doing something in a certain area, you know, but I don't know if you'd be able to extend the kanas to him because of a part, you know. But here, once the chum endorse it, you'd say that it would extend to this guy also. You know what I mean? But I mean, there is a certain amount of judgment. I mean, certain cases are clear that they lack in Shmir. Other cases are not so clear. But I think this, once the chum endorse it, because you get around the loophole, you still say it lacks in Shmir. But the Shmira and the Isra Rabbanan and the Shmira, I mean, Isra Rabbanan has to have a tzura, so you can't just say, the Rabbanan can't just say, you're not allowed to do that, which may lead to Isra Hatzah. So then they have a tzura. The tzura is that where you're transferring it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you're just lacking the Hanacha. Apparently, to say that you're not allowed to bring from Rosh Hashanah to Makom Patur because it lacks the Shmira, halachically, that's. Makom Patur has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Now, it's true in this case it does, but as a law, the law, this case happens to just be a case where you're, you know, where you partake, where it lacks in Shmira. But the law, the law has to be that, halacha has to be that the lack in Shmira is to bring it across from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim without doing hanacha. But this case, is you've concocted a case which partakes of the exact same lack of Shmira, but it can't be grabbed onto by the Isser. But this is the Rabbanan. So the question, in terms of a kenaz though, you'd say that once you're making a kenaz for this guy who does this kind of lack in Shmira as recognized by the Chacham, and this guy partakes of that same thing, then kenaz will extend to him also. So that's what it's teaching you, is no, it's not true. The kenaz follows the lines of the halachic esser. And since, like Rashi says, la visura avid, that's what the Bryce is teaching, is that there's no esser, there's no kenaz. So there's one guy who does, that's why the two Bryces are good. If a guy puts his hand across the border, one Bryce says it's mutter to bring back, the other Bryce says it's asr. Same case, same lack in Shemira. Guy puts his hand across the border. In one case, the Torah smacked you with a kenas, in another case it didn't. What's the difference? If halachically you violated an isser, and the lack in Shemira is like halachically recognized, that they did halachically the haskalas otzah, then we'll say, now we'll do a konis, yeah. But if it's just a lie, practically might be haskalas otzah, but halacha, the halachic radar basically didn't do anything, so then we're not going to knock it, then there's no kenas. I mean, a kenas, the idea of a kenas is a deterrent. I mean, it's a deterrent because we don't want you to do this thing. So, I mean, you could have imagined, you know, even though I wouldn't think you'd make a kenas just for a guy who lacked in Shmira, but given that there is a kenas, you'd say you could extend it. An example of the idea, like, let's say you're making a penalty for tax violators or something like that, you know? If you violate your taxes, so we're going to penalize you. So they may set up a penalty for the reason why they may set up a penalty will be for people who are cheating the government thousands of dollars, you know? Like, they're not going to make a law, for instance, of people who cheat the government $100. Like, let's say they're not going to set up a fine for that. Because who cares? $100, it's not worth it for the government. But once they make a law that for the reason for the law might be for people who are cheating, you know, for big amounts, but now it could extend and apply across the board even to the lesser violators. You know what I mean? Like, so in other words, just because something isn't a cause for a fine doesn't mean that the fine which exists, which comes into existence for a greater reason, won't extend to you. Because you also are, you know, just that to make a knas, has to be certain legitimacy of the chashash. But once there is the legitimacy of the chashash, now to extend it to you is much easier. So the havmina would have been that the knas would extend to the guy who is lacking in shmira. But it's teaching you, no, even that you don't say. That's the Bryce's teaching. You don't say that. Okay, so now we are up to Tosos. Now, in order to do Tosos has to be understood, I think, the way we're going to do it is through the Rashba. So Tosos learns that the case is, again, where you basically bring it out across regular. You bring it out normal. Across into the Shasarab, below 10. So now you basically are Masal Babesar. Now you hand this into a Karmelis. So now the question is, though, so you're not allowed to bring it back. All right, so what does the Bryce mean you're allowed to bring it back? He says, no, you're allowed to bring it back if you raise your hand up above 10 and into the Makom Betor, which is Mutter, because it's a Makom Betor, so a Karmelis Makom Betor is Mutter. And then you go from the Makom Betor back to the Shasarab Yachid, which is also a Mutter action. So therefore, that's what it's saying, is that they weren't koneh to that. They didn't prevent you from doing that. And that's what the Rice is teaching you, that they didn't were not koneh to you from doing that. Okay, and the Rashba is going to get into asking why. That really should be asar. Okay, so before we talk about the Havmina and the Tosos, the Rashba isn't really happy with the Maskana. He thinks it shouldn't be. Because you'll see, there's halacha there. It's not so simple that you can do that kind of a thing. Okay, so the Rashba says like this. Okay. So he says like this. I'm reading in the Rashba, the Dir Masli, it says, Kan Lamai Lamir, Kan Lamat Lamir. But I'm just going to jump to, he quotes Tosis, basically. And he says, Ve'afal Gav, right? And that's what he says. Ve'afal Gav Dem Rinan Lekaman Gabi Eskupa. So the Eskupa is like the, what do they call it? The threshold? Threshold of the door? That's what they call it, right? It's just like the place in between, in the doorway, the space in between the doorway. Like the lintel, the bottom, you know? So I think we should just look at that Gemara. Okay, that's Gemara involved in the house. Because so basically, that's what he's referencing, I'll say. I mean, that's a Makom Betor. That has been a Makom Betor. The space under the doorway, that space, has a din of a Makom Betor. Okay? And therefore, you're allowed to put an object from the house onto there or from the outside onto there. Okay, so the Gemara says on Vavman Aleph, basically has the four Rishios. One of them is Makom Betor. So the Makom Betor, the Gemara says like this. Yes, Omed Adam Al Haskupa. It's like 10 lines from the bottom. The low Irvu Asurin is the first word on the line on Vavman Aleph. Omed Adam Omed Al Haskupa. So a person could stand on this doorstep. It's a low set. We're going to call it threshold. Even if it's not technically the right English word, that's what we're going with. Okay, but it's the space under the doorway. So a person could stand on the threshold. No tell me balabayas. Vinosinlo. So he's allowed to take something from the balabayas inside the house or give something to him. No tell me anivinosinlo. And or he could just turn instead. He could turn to the guy outside and he could take and give to the ani. But he can't be the conduit to go from one guy to the other. That much he cannot do. Okay, you can't have the ani give to the guy in the door and the threshold to give, then give to the guy on the inside. That you can't do. But if not the avinasan, shlosh shemeturim. But if you do, then they're all pater. So what does that mean? It's an issur darbanan. Okay, that's why it's a Peturim. Peturim is an Issa Darabon. Okay, so Rashi. It says like this. Adam omed al haskupa no tel me ani omed bechutz v'no sena. Okay, second last getting line. This is a makom b'tor shows kolamayla. That's a makom b'tor. She'ino chashiv rishus la'atzma. It's not considered its own rishus. L'fi she'ino rachav dalad kid the frish l'kaman. Because it doesn't have the dimensions. It's not fourth floor wide. U'batel etzel rishus ha'yachad v'etzel rishus rab. Funny. It's batel to both rishus, to either rishus. So somehow it could become... It's not significant to be koveya like its own shem rishus. So it's like you could go from rishus yachad to there. It's like you've never really left rishus yachad. You rishus ram there, so you never really left rishus ram. It's like it's batel to whichever one. It doesn't have any real positive identity. So wherever, you know, okay. So now in theory, you should be able to go from one to the other then to the other because you give it the first. How, if you just take in the steps, how could that be also right? Difference. The first give it to him, it's Batul Shas Yachad. Then you just go from there, Shas Ram, Batul Shas Ram. Right? I mean, in theory, right? How could it be us? I don't know if you do it in between. But, eventually, you told him, Mizalzel b'Yisurei Shabbos. Funny halacha. You're being Mizalzel in Yisurei Shabbos. Ligro, Lichachila. Ligrom hotza'a mi'Rishas Shas Yachad, l'Rishas Rab. So you're being Mizalzel in Yisurei Shabbos. Lachila, you're causing hotza'a from Rishas Yachad, l'Rishas Rab. The gezera, dilma asi laakule ula afuke lahedja, Rishas Yachad Rishas Rab. So it's a gezera, maybe you're going to be mekel, and you're going to be carried directly from Rishas Yachad Rishas Rab. It's funny, it's like, sounds like you're saying two different things. At first, it sounds like you're saying you're not allowed to do it because it's like, be mezalzel nisar Shabbos. Right? As if that's an explanation why you're not allowed to do it. Because you're not allowed to be mezalzel on Shabbos. Sounds like that. But then he says it's a gezera. Because maybe you're going to really care. So then that's a gezera. Then we have to bring him mezalzel on Shabbos. Or we have to bring him mezalzel on Shabbos. Just say it's a gezera. Gezera is a nice halachic category. You know, mezalzel on Shabbos, you don't want to have to make recourse to that kind of thing if you don't have to. But since he's saying gezera, so what does he need the whole thing of mezalzel altogether? I mean, anyways, what kind of thing is this? Mezalzel, Yisrei Shabbos, Ligrom. I mean, there's an Isra of Otsah, and I'm not doing the Isra of Otsah. I worked out a loophole. Like, what's wrong with the loophole? I mean, I'm not doing Otsah. I carry from Rishas Yachad to the Makom Patur. Stop. I carry from Torah to Rishas Rab. Stop. Now, what's the problem with that? I mean, if the Torah holds that that's not Otsah, and I'm not doing Otsah, so what do you mean I'm being Mezalzel with the Isra? I mean, that's not the Isra. I'm causing Otsah Mirishas Lushas? Well, is that Asar? Is that... I didn't realize that. That's not Asar. In fact, it's not Asar. There's no Asar like that. If it's Asar, then you don't need to have a... Then you don't need a Nisad Rabbanon. It seems like it's not Asar. So the Torah never Asar that. So now what? Now you're causing... Like, what? It's just funny. The whole thing's funny. So this is the Gemara, okay? So this is the problem. We have to explain this Rashi. What's he talking about, right? What he's talking about. What's this Isser? Fine. But you have this Isser. So basically it turns out it's Asar to go from Rishas HaYachid to Rishas HaRavim through the Makom Patur. And that's what it turns out. Right? Oh, so this is a problem. So now the Rashba asks, so you have a problem because in our case, isn't that exactly what's his name is recommending to do? Isn't that what this Bryce is saying, or the way Tosas is learning, is that it has a din of a karmelus. If he's putting out stretched hands from Rishas and Rishas Rabim, it has a, it has a din of a karmelus. Right? Oh, but it's mutter to go above 10 and then back. What do you mean? But that's exactly what you're not allowed to do. You're cheating. You're going over through above 10, right? That's the yesa. That's exactly what the Gemara says you can't do. You can't use Makom Patur like that. You're only allowed to use Makom Patur if you're actually stopping there, but you can't go through the Makom Patur. Right, so that's what he asks. He says, Yavgo demirle kon gabi eskubo vajshle itom albayis v'yitain la'ani v'amirin ha'ami l'kamonu vajshle echliv v'chem v'erven ha'ani mi l'rishis I think echliv means the same type of thing. I forget exactly how the word means that, but that's what it means. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to switch it, transfer it somehow. Okay? We have to look at the case there. Ha'ani mi l'sigum, so he answers. Ha'ani mi l'birishu yos de'oraisa. That's only talking about by Rishis De'oraisa from Rishis Yachad Rishis Rabim. Rishis De'rabanan Matalachav, but by Carmelis, oh, that you can do. You're allowed to bring it. For instance, for to go from Carmelis to Rishis Rab to Rishis Yachad with the Makom Patur in between, that you could do. It's only by Rishus De'oraisa that this gezerah exists. But when you go and when you're involving the Carmelist, then you're actually allowed to do this. And I think if you look there, it turns out, I remember, there's a, it's all explicit. And it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas whether this thing applies by Carmelis or not. It's not so simple, but it's a machlokas. Whether or not this applies by Rishus De'Rabbanan. Or you say it's only by De'oraisa. So that's one answer, a simple answer, is that this Isser is only where you're dealing with Rishus De'oraisa. But here we're talking about where it's a Carmelis, your hand becomes a din of a Carmelis, and you let it go from Carmelis to Rishus De'Yachid, even though you're going through the Malkum Bator. It doesn't matter, there's no Isser. The Isser doesn't apply by Carmelises. There's a problem here. The problem is if I, let's say I walk across my threshold, so I'm going from Rishus De'Yachid to Malkum Bator to Rishus De'Rab.
Right.
So am I Potter in De'oraisa because I went through the Malkum Bator? No. And that's a classic case of Hosah. I have a source. It's not. It's a Ram. It's not the Allah. Okay, you may think maybe there is, but I looked it up. It's not. I'll give you the Ram. But it's not. That's Hosah. Oh. So what then is the case? The case is where you're meniach it into the hand of the guy who's standing there on the doorstep. That's where you're putter from the De'oraisa. Where you have basically one Maisa Hotzah from the Rosh Hashanah to the Makom Petor, then another Hotzah from the Makom Petor to the Rosh Hashanah. That's where you get out of the Deraisa problem and you only run into this Derabanan problem. Right?
Okay.
Oh. But what's Tosis recommending here? He's recommending lifting your hand up and bring it into the Rosh Hashanah, and then it goes out of being a Carmelis into the Rosh Hashanah. Back into the Rosh Hashanah, I mean. But that doesn't help. The work of the Makom Petor isn't going to help you then. You're not, where there's no Hanacha there, where's the Hanacha?
It doesn't say to stop.
Does your hand work when it stopped there? I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's the whole question. Yadol Anayich. It's an outstretched hand. I mean, that's right. I mean, supposedly that's not supposed to work, right? I mean, I don't know. He doesn't say that anyways. He doesn't say to stop. He just says to do it. But I don't know if it'll work anyways, but he doesn't say it. He just says, that's the whole condition. So altogether, it doesn't seem this whole thing's going to work. But they're all just taking it as if this thing definitely should work. The only question is, but you're not allowed to do it. Oh, but it's Derabanan, so therefore you're allowed to do it. But this whole trick is only where you would do a Hanacha in between. This trick doesn't work just dumb. So that's a problem. I mean, it's like an annoying problem. You know, it's like lurking in the background. We kind of ignore it if we want for a little bit. But at some point we're going to have to take it on. I mean, it's like this. It's annoying because no one says anything about it. It's just, I think I remember I looked around. I think Osama Akron took it up. I forgot about that. No, I have this kovat, so I remember I like looked through everything. Someone took it up. I forgot how. But I have an answer for it, but we'll get to it, okay? Let's go a little bit further. So that's his answer. So he says, so it's also to go from Rishiyah Lishiz Rabin through the Makom Petor. Right, so how you allowed to do it? Oh, that's only by the Raisas. But this is the Rishiyah Rabin and Kamal, so now you're allowed to do it. Problem is there are those who say even my Derabanan are not allowed to. Okay, so he goes on. Okay, he says, V'yesh mi shepirish debe karmelis diyad hekilo l'fishena karmelis gemura. Okay, there are those who want to say, no, real karmelis, you're not allowed to do this either. Okay, but this is different. This is a karmelis diyad. It's not a real karmelis, it's a fake karmelis. And by a fake karmelis, then you don't say that you're not allowed to go from this through a Makom Petor to the Rosh Hashanah. Some exception. And you say, it applies by Rosh Hashanah and by Rosh Hashanah and Karmelis. But not by Karmelis Diyad. When they made this Gezerah, they didn't apply it to Karmelis Diyad. I mean, it's like if you want to tell me it only applies to Rosh that, I could hear a saying. When they tell me it applies to their ones also, but they excluded Karmelis Diyad, that's the exception. I mean, this fake Carmelis, I mean, it's strange.
It's like you're working it out.
Yeah, right. Exactly, right. It's like you're shoving it in. Okay, fine. Right? So we got a lot of problems here, right? Okay, let's get a little bit more problems here. Okay? But he says, now he's... So this is all basically... So he's working out how according to Tosos. So this is basically all working out how according to Tosos. How you can learn the case. How you're allowed to pull it back. How you allowed to pull it back through the...